The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. 3905 North Dumbarton Street in Arlington, Virginia. This is a new listing that we've just put up for sale, and it will be open this afternoon, I believe from 3 until 5 p.m. Six bedroom, 3.5 bath home in Country Acres. Looking for a home? Know someone who's looking for a home? Eric Stewart Group, we bring new listings to the market consistently. This is a fabulous home. It was up in our coming soon section of our website. And we generate interest in our properties before they come to the open market. Plus, with our guaranteed buy program, where if a buyer comes in and is interested in buying this beautiful $1.9 million home, it's over 4,000 square foot home in Country Acres. If you're a buyer and you need to sell your house in order to unlock the equity and then be able to purchase another property, I'll give you a guarantee if you buy one of my listings. Now, as a buyer, what that means for you is I'll come over, take a look at your home, tell you what I think it would list for, and I'll guarantee to buy it if I haven't sold it within 90 days. And I'll give you 90% of the list price. Now, for you as a buyer, that gives you the confidence of being able to move forward without fear, knowing, hey, Eric's going to try to sell my house, but worst case is he'll buy it. I've done this for 13 years. I've had to buy one home in 13 years. But I put together many, many contracts, and I've helped my sellers get more money as a result of it. So as a seller, it's a benefit because I offer this to prospective purchasers to get them to come over and take a look at your home. Dumbarton is a great example of this. It's in a fabulous location on almost an acre of land, and it faces a park in the front. It's adjacent to a park and a stream on the side. And has a very private backyard, incredibly updated. So the owners added a third-story addition off the master bedroom. It has a dream kitchen with custom cabinetry, premium fixtures, and a Sub-Zero fridge, Bosch dishwasher, and a six-burner Wolf stove, double oven, stainless steel farmhouse sink, and custom four-bow flooring. Very unusual flooring. Awesome. Very soft to stand on. Things don't break on it, and it's a single sheet. It's pretty incredible. Plus, the upgrades throughout the house really stand out. It's just a block from the bus route that leads to the Ballston Metro, and it's in the Yorktown School District. Open today from 3 to 5. Stop by. Again, the address is 3905 North Dumbarton Street in Arlington, Virginia. And in Fairfax Station, 8312 Cathedral Forest Drive, fantastic single-family home, listed for $925, four-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath single-family home built in 1987. It's on 5 acres, very desirable street, private lot, backs up into the woods. You see down into the woods, and you have a great deep view in the woods in the wintertime, absolutely private, big deck off the back, grand staircase, overlooks the family room, fireplace, two-story foyer, kitchen with 9-foot ceilings, granite counters, cherry cabinets. Again, that's $925. You can see the virtual tour for this property and the one in North Dumbarton if you go to ericstewartgroup.com. Now, at the website, when you go and you look for D.C. or Maryland or Virginia listing, you'll find one of the properties. You'll click on it, and you'll want to look at the virtual tour. And here's why. Because we build a floor plan for each one of our houses. So you can virtually walk through the space. And as you scroll your mouse across a room, you'll see the pictures of that space. So as a seller, you know, inevitably you're going to have people come through the property. They've been qualified to buy your home. And they come with their realtor, and they'll spend all of 5 minutes in your home. Usually that's because they're looking for something very specific. Either it's the yard or it's something about the inside, like, say, the size of the dining room. Now, you're a buyer, and let's say you need a big dining room because you have a large dining room table that you inherited from your grandparents. You're probably not going to buy a house that won't fit that dining room table, right? Because it's a family heirloom. Or maybe you have 7 children and you need a large dining room. Well, why don't we give people the information up front of what are all the specs of the inside of your house? Now, it requires an extra expense. It's a little more work for the agent. But I think for the seller, it enables us to keep those 5-minute visitors out of the house. Keeps you from vacuuming and wiping things down in hopes you might have a live one who'd be interested in buying your property. Well, that said, with the virtual tour that I offer now, we're eliminating prospects who really wouldn't buy the house anyways. All righty. So we've got other homes, including 8804 Copenhaver Drive in Potomac, Maryland. This is a stunning single-family home with an 800-square-foot addition off the back of it and feeds the Wooten School District. Five-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath on a very, very sizable, over half-an-acre lot in the Copenhaver subdivision, listed for $1,150,000. And that as well as a property for $925,000 in the same neighborhood, also feeding Wooten School District, 3,100-square-foot single-family home. Go to Maryland listings, go to Virginia listings, wherever you're looking. If you want more information, you can also see our sold listings, and we'll come out and meet with you about your upcoming sale. Call us today at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information. Those of you who are thinking about refinishing your basements or possibly finishing them for the first time, there are five things that you should know about finishing your basement. First of all, the downstairs do-over is a much more cost-effective rehab than possibly adding space to your existing home. You know, for $40,000 to $90,000, you can take a little used basement and make it a playroom, a rec room, a home theater, in-law apartment, office, or gym. And that's probably half the cost of building an equivalent addition on the back of your home using high-quality construction techniques with finishes and fixtures that really align with the rest of your house and won't make it feel like a repurposed cellar. Number two, you got to dry your basement out first. Solutions include repairing gutters, which is $200 to $1,000, sealing foundation cracks for $500, adding a sump pump for a couple thousand dollars, or installing a floor drainage system, which depending upon the size of your basement can be up to $10,000. Mold just has to have a damp organic material in order to grow. And so number three would be, it's smart to invest in noise control. Now, speaking as one who knows, and since I have kids, and when they go downstairs and they're playing a movie loudly, it's good that I've got some insulation between the basement floor and the first floor of my home. And one nice thing about putting a playroom or rec room in the basement is it also cuts down on the foot traffic noise in the living space, because they're down there as opposed to running around in front of you, right? So insulate your ceiling well, consider that. Number four, budget for more headspace. Building codes are typically going to require that ceilings be a minimum of 7 feet in height. You can move existing ductwork and pipes and so on, move them up into the joists if you can. Or what I did with my house is I lowered my floor by digging the foundation down to the base of the footer. Look at the rules in your area. See what the permits will allow. I got 8 inches more in my basement by doing that. Lastly, skip a permit. When you do your basement, it really can come back and bite you. So homeowners often refinish a basement without a building permit. And this really is a mistake, because if you get caught, you'll have to tear things up. And even if you don't, future buyers might balk on the purchase. It's one thing for you to buy a home and inherit somebody else's rehab without a permit. It's another thing for you to do it and then knowingly try to transfer that. All right. Well, I'm going to take another quick break, and I'll be right back with more. I think Stuart Rosenthal joins me in just a moment.